God, do sit. So I'll have the laptop back up. That'll be really helpful. 60 years ago, our church began. Now, lots have changed over the last 60 years. And I've been digging through the church archives. I used to have a smile about the church archives. I thought, well, why do I want to look at church archives? But I had a great week in the church archives. And some of you are going to be embarrassed because of it this morning. But 60 years ago, here are some things that I discovered. Here's what Crofton Lane looked like. My goodness me. Is that possible that Crofton Lane looked a little bit like that? It's a little bit longer than 60 years ago because our history goes back to about 1933. But there's a horse and cart coming down Crofton Lane. You don't see that very often these days, do you? But there's Crofton Lane. And I also came across this, the worst road in Britain, Town Court Road or Lane, I can't quite see, I can't read it here actually, was voted the worst road in Britain. And somebody said to me this morning, actually hasn't changed all that much since. So here we go, looking a little bit further backwards as we celebrate our church anniversary this morning. Now here's what the church building looked like 60 years ago. It wasn't this building, it's another building that was built somewhere else on our site. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that building a little bit later on in our service this morning. So 60 years, who can tell me what is an anniversary? Yes. The day when something happened, that's a really good answer. Have we got any more answers? What's an anniversary? I think we're going to go with a day that something important happened. Yes, Charlotte?
A day we remember.
A day we remember, that's right. A day we remember. And today we remember, if you can sort of see me through the balloons, a day we remember the official start of our church when some members from Open the Baptist Church who came to this area and planted this church officially became a church. That's a motorbike. That's not my microphone, okay? That's our chef who's coming later on. So 60 years, anniversary. Now, what symbol is associated with 60 years? Can anybody tell me? Shout it out.
Diamond.
A diamond. Absolutely right. A diamond. Now, who do you think this is? Now, if you know, don't shout it too quick. You might have seen this photograph somewhere before. Let people have a think. Who do you think this is? Say it again. Pardon? Do you know? Pardon? Ron and Pat Dungate. Are they here this morning? They are. Look at you guys, eh? Do you want to just stand up for a minute, okay? These guys were married 60 years ago this year, okay? Great year, 1958, great year, and I'll tell you why it was such a great year a little bit later on. We also had another couple in our church married 60 years ago, David and Margaret Wallington, and this week I'm told that Ken and Carol have 50 years of marriage, is that right? Are you guys here? You stand up too, okay? Congratulations. So we're going to be thinking a little bit later on about the importance of precious stones and how precious you and I are to God. That's what we're going to be thinking about a little bit later on in our service this morning, about precious stones. Now, 1958 seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? Some of you kids are nodding in the front row here. 1958 is a long, long time ago. But actually, it was a very, very important year. It was a very important year because in 1958... this little chap was born. Now, who do you think that is? Yes. Me. Absolutely right. There you are. I've just changed just a little bit since then, okay? Not much, but just a little bit. So I was born in 1958. That's why I can remember how old the church is, because this year I'm going to be 60 as well. So here's some other things that happened in 1958. How much was a litre of petrol in 1958? 1 litre? I know we didn't have litres. I've made it easy, Ginny, so that we understand. Because if I said gallons, most people here wouldn't know what I'm talking about. How much? About a penny? Any takers? 3 and 6? It's probably right, actually. I've no idea what 3 and 6 is, though. I've forgotten. Okay, I've worked it out. 5 pence a litre. 5 pence a litre. Okay, the average price of a house in 1958 was what? 12,500. 12,500, yeah? Anybody else? Come on, lower, higher? Lower? Okay, let's have a number. £1,000, okay. Anybody else? 1,800. £1,995, eh? Not much has changed, has it? 1958, okay. Here's a few more things, 1958. The average age, a lot of talk, isn't there, about the gender pay gap at the moment? 1958, an average weekly wage for a man, £9.30, for a woman, £5. Whoa, that's not good, is it? What else we got in 1958? Who's this lady? Any of our children know who this is? Who's that? The Queen, yes. She looks a bit younger as well, doesn't she, in 1958? But do our children know who this person is? Who do you think that is? Donald Trump? Well, no. Good guess. Good guess. Harold Macmillan. And who was he in 1958? He was your Prime Minister in 1958. That's absolutely right. Anybody know what this picture's about? 1958, yes? The Munich air disaster. What happened in the Munich air disaster? Many of the Manchester United football team were killed when this plane crashed in 1958. What else happened in 1958? I bet you children never seen one of these. Do you know what that is? What do you think it is? What do you think it is? A phone. Well, good guess. It's a good guess. You're not going to... What do you think about Charlotte? A car meter, like for what? What do you put the points in for? When you're parking, absolutely right. That's the funny kind of thing we used to have on our streets when we parked our cars. You used to pop your coins in it, you used to twist the little thing. Some of us remember, well, I don't remember it actually, no. Getting carried away here, carried away. No idea what they were. 1958, okay, here in 1958 the first motorway in Britain was built. The M1, which was the beginning of the first motorway in Britain, 1958. What else happened in 1958? The water speed record. This was up in the Lake District, wasn't it? Blue Bird? I think it was about 250 miles an hour on water. Amazing record that was set. 1958, and the BBC started to broadcast sport on that old programme called Grandstand, which some of you will fondly remember, I'm quite sure, because we didn't used to have to pay for our sport in those days. We could see it on the BBC. So, 1958, lots of things happening in 1958, and this morning we want to think about what happened 60 years ago in 1958. Now, I'm going to talk for a few minutes to one of our founder members, not one of our founder members, our only founder member. Now, Peggy is our oldest member. She's 99, and she'll be 100 in January next year. She's our oldest member, but I'm going to talk to just a couple of minutes to Pam, who is our original founder member. Pam was here when this church was built, the very first church on this site. Pam, come and talk to me here for a minute, will you? You want to come and talk to me? I'm going to ask Pam just a couple of questions this morning about, so that you can remember, especially you children, okay? Because 60 years ago, a long time ago, and Pam was here, weren't you, Pam, when this church originally started?
Yes.
So, do you want to just turn around here? I know the balloons are sort of blocking some views today, aren't we? But you know, what do you remember about that time when that church started?
Well, it was... It was never full like this.
Was it not?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. But... the church wasn't up when it first started.
When you first came.
We had this little building,
right,
which we had to use for everything. We had all the games in there and with the children, and we had the ladies' meeting, and we just had to use it for everything.
Everything in one building. And
yes.
It was an exciting new chapter, wasn't it?
And we had to clean it. We didn't have cleaners.
And what are your memories about that? What are your memories about that? We talked about chairs, didn't we?
Yes. Well, we tidied up after ourselves, but every 3 months we had a massive clean. And... of course, people didn't have cars in those days. I don't think we had any ladies who drove. And so We had to bring our own buckets. I can remember pushing the pram with a bucket on one side and a broom on the other.
And Rod in the pram, probably, yeah.
No, it was before Rod.
It was before time. Rod, wasn't it? Okay, right.
Yeah.
Even further back, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
What did you told me something during the week about cleaning the chairs, didn't you?
Cleaning the chairs. Yes, well, we did have to clean the chairs. They got sticky. And
I found a picture of the chairs, you know. I've got a picture on the screen of the chairs that you used to clean.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
That's bringing back a few memories, isn't it?
It does, yes.
One of the questions I asked you was, that is, you know, as we begin to look forward to the next part of our church story, what would be your prayer for our church going forward? That's all right, you can use your notes.
I would pray that we always did everything that we prayed for, that we prayed for things, and then we asked God's blessing on them, and we knew that we were doing the right thing.
It's a good prayer for going forward as well, isn't it?
Yes. I don't think this church would be what it is if we didn't have prayer like that.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you so much. We're going to get you again a little bit later on in our service, okay? So I'm going to let you sit down for a minute, okay, Pam? Thank you. Let's give Pam a round of applause, shall we? And we've got three people that are going to come and lead us in some prayers, saying thank you to God for our church. So Jemima and Charlotte and Marilyn are going to come and lead us in some prayers of saying thank you to God for our church. So why don't we stand over here? Because then I don't think we can, yeah. We're going to get hidden by balloons one way or the other, aren't we? So, okay. Charlotte, do you want to start first? Then we go to Marilyn, then we go to Jemima, okay? So let's say thank you to God.
Dear God, thank you for our church and taking us this far from where the church began. Thank you for helping us through 60 years, supporting us and guiding us. Through the next years, please keep us safe and help us to learn more about you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks, Marilyn.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today through your Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to worship and to praise you for this wonderful occasion, celebrating 60 years of ministry here as a light in the lane, Crofton Lane. We thank you for those you called years ago who had the vision to start fellowship and worked tirelessly to achieve it. We praise you for the pastors and leaders who have guided us and taught us over the years, and for providing us with good Bible-based godly leadership. We thank you for so many memories of past blessings, for the many children and young people who have come here and learnt about your love for them, for those who have come to know you and accepted you as their Saviour, and for many members who have been baptised, and for their testimonies. We praise you for the many who have gone out from here to share the gospel in other places, both in this country and abroad. We remember all past members who contributed so much to the work here. For all these things and many more, we thank and praise you, Lord. We bless you for all that has passed, and we praise you for all that is to come. We pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to inspire and lead us. Keep us faithful in your service. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. I'll come around this side.
Dear God, thank you for this church and its 60th birthday. Thank you for many years of youth work helping us understand the Bible. We pray for many more years of faithful and helpful ministry to all ages. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. So we have people right across the generations praying. And Marilyn is our second longest member in this church. So it's lovely to have Marilyn involved today as well. Thank you for all the flowers you've been doing too. We're going to stand and sing our next song. We're going to take our offering.